It's that time again, Sunday, 9 o'clock. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I will be your selector this evening. Thank you so much for joining me. It was an incredible, warm Los Angeles day. Beautiful, gorgeous. I love living here, man. How about you, Jeff, from the Agrolites? Do you love living here?
You can call me Randy Newman. I love L.A.
Okay, Randy, I got Randy Newman, who plays bass in the Agrolites. You heard it here first. He's going to be sitting in. We're going to be talking about a thing or two. I also got some new music tonight for you loved ones. Med, Blue, and Madlib. I got Myron and E, brand new cut from them. Bilal. I also got some other twists, turns, surprises, uplifting moments, downward spirals. Thank you so much, loved ones. Please enjoy.
Get what we can get and got rich and got, think I nobody got got hit, I got pinched, I got body to hit without a shoddy to grip. I got just a few trying to get on the flip with the flu spitting the sick shit we been through. Beans with the 10, no roof on the coops. Friends with the 2-door swoop on the loop. Had them on a clue, calling two more through, it's true.
It
song from his website. I'll talk to you more a little bit about that later, but this is probably my favorite new song in the last few months.
Appeased, my unflinching nerve.
was Philip Owusa. You could check him out online. Just type in his name, Owusa, O-W-U-S-U, first name Philip with one L. He's that's a dude from Copenhagen, believe it or not. That's a tune from the upcoming LP called Subs. He's probably best known for his collaborations with Quadron and Robin Hannibal. Anyway, Philip Owusa.
Funky Dane.
Yes. Yes, sir. Before that, we heard Med Blue and Madlib featuring Jametta Rose. Burgundy Whip is the name of that tune for the Burgundy record out earlier this year. They're from Oxnard. Mad Whip and Med. That's on Bang Your Head Entertainment. And prior to that, we heard, West Side Girl from Bilal. Kind of known as a like a collaborator with, he's collaborated with The Roots, Robert Glasper Experiment, Beyonce, Music, Soulchild, and some others. And West Side Girl is the name of that song from his record out earlier this year as well, called A Love Surreal, Purpose Music Group. What's going on, Jeff?
Oh, not much. It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles.
Yes, sir. Jeff is from the band The Agrolites. If you're a listener to the show, I've played them a couple times. And how would you describe the music? I know the term is dirty reggae.
Yeah, to call it dirty reggae just to sort of distinguish from, I guess, all the whatever would be the normal stereotype of reggae music. It's funk.
Yes.
Retro 60s, 70s style funk, soul, reggae.
Yeah, for sure. And danceable. And it's the sound of a good time.
Yeah, high energy.
Yeah, I dig it. We're going to be playing something there in a little bit. How long have you been playing with the band?
I've been playing with the band for a little over 5 years now, like 5.5 years.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, my friend.
Yes, sir.
How many of your heroes have you met?
In my lifetime or strictly through the Agrolites?
As of late, the last 5 years.
Quite a few, actually, because especially in Europe, we play a lot of festivals. There'll be reggae festivals.
Yes.
And we get to see... You know, we get to play with a lot of these great artists and meet them, if, you know, albeit briefly. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, even just living here in L.A., a lot of the classic artists come and they perform here. Mm-hmm. So if we're not on the road and we're here, we get to see, like, the Dub Club that they do at the Echoplex every week. They, you know, occasionally they bring in live artists. They've had all-time just, you know, legendary artists there.
Mm-hmm. And you guys just released a live record recently, right?
Yeah. It's called Unleashed.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Is that on Hellcat?
No, that was actually one that we did it independently.
Self-release.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Staying up with the times, doing it ourselves.
And you could get that on your website, right?
Yeah, it's agroreggae.com. agroreggae.com.
Yeah, you're... I think what I like especially about the Agrolites, I mean, the rhythm's pretty solid, you know, but your singer, man, just fucking nails it.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of soul, but there's a little bit of a rough quality as well. You know, a little bit of a hooligan quality.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's hard to put your finger on. But it definitely works. It's not too polished, but it qualifies.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, just going back to funk and soul, it's got that edge to it, you know?
Yes.
A little bit of grit. Mm-hmm. Keep it dirty.
Who are some of the artists you're listening to right now?
Right now, man, I mean, I like a lot of vintage music, you know, just from all over the globe. I listen to a lot of Brazilian music.
Yes.
I mean, even the stuff you've been playing right now, I'm trying to keep up with the times and stay into what's modern. So that's cool stuff. Like, it's cool stuff that I haven't heard yet, but.
Yeah. Well, I just dig the roots of it all. You know, it's like, and that's the thing is you could play like someone like. Some early jazz or blues or some 60s, you know, 60s R&B or some 70s reggae or even some neo soul.
Yeah.
But the roots are always there, and I think that's what I pay attention to.
Yeah. Matter of fact, this guy named James Hunter, who's an English artist, he's actually playing tonight up in San Luis Obispo. He played yesterday at the Doheny Blues Festival. Mm-hmm. So he does like sort of 50s, 60s style R&B, kind of a la Sam Cooke and that kind of.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, loved ones, you want to hear a little bit of the Agrolites and what we've been talking
about?
Yeah. Here you go. This is a Prisoner song. Enjoy.
All the prisoners say, I got to get on out now. This dreadful world. All the prisoners say, I got to get on out now. From the side of the wall. It's been lonely, lonely, lonely. I got two more days to freedom. Yes, I do now. Over me, I said I paid my dues. All right. Do I wanna come back? I ain't got the strength to carry around this ball and chain no more. Oh, I got to get back on track, because I said I want my own life back. When I walk that two-way line, I know I'm gonna see them prisoners. Cause I can't come back to this.
Revolution. How can you sing a revolution which you know is a threat to the society? And to do these things, you become a threat to the society. So when you're doing these things which is a threat which you know, why should you smile?
Lord and Lord, you know them are wicked. You say me know them are wicked. Babylon, they say me know them are wicked. What have I done to be incriminated? What have I done to be humiliated? Me say me know one wicked. Babylon, they say me know one wicked. They said me no one no big.
wicked. Babylon, they say me no one wicked. So you can go on, go free my peace, smoke ganja. Cause I know no day fi ganja. They say me know them a wicked. Lord, the Lord, me know them a wicked. They say me know them a wicked. Watch them, they say me know them a wicked. They make pledges to destroy even their mother. So you can imagine what he would do to my brother. They say me know one no wicked. Babylon, they say me know one no wicked. Don't have no mercy, me know one no wicked. Brutalize, me know one no wicked.
Shall be called boring, stupid, senseless, This forum is watching you trying to make sense from this forum. This forum is messing up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this forum. But you shall not stop listening to this forum. You need to know what will be said next in this forum. This forum shall disappoint you because this forum is to be continued in your mind. In your mind. In your mind. In your mind.
No supper tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. The battle is getting hard in this Irish Armageddon people won't get no justice tonight. Remember to kick it over. No one will guide you long
called Justice Tonight, depending on which copy of the record you got. It was originally a B-side for London Calling.
Was it? That was a Sandinista.
The Sandinista song, yeah, but it was originally...
Deferred. It was deferred from the one to the other.
That's what I'm saying, though. Depending on the recording that you have, okay. Different titles.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, what's his name? Willie Williams?
Willie Williams, not to be confused with the former LAPD police chief.
But he titled it, the originator of that song, he titled it Armageddon.
Okay.
Yeah. Prior to that, we heard Under Tight Wraps meets this poem by Muta Baruka and The Observers, the dub poet Muta Baruka. And I got that for the Trojan compilations, Creation Rebel Trojan Remix. And in 2007, Jeff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, before that, we heard Mark of the Beast, Peter Tosh, from the Equal Rights record, 1977. And prior to that, we heard the Agro Lights.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, are playing May 31st at St. Rock with the Lions, Huntington Beach.
Hermosa Beach.
Hermosa Beach.
Yeah.
Right.
It's okay.
With the Lions.
Fuck yeah, Lions.
Yeah. I love the Lions, man. I play them all the time.
Yeah, great band. We just actually did a festival out in Austin, Texas, a reggae festival with them. Mm-hmm. It was great. And a couple of the guys from Hepcat, we did a show with Hepcat last night. So we got singer Alex and Destin from Hepcat there. Yeah. Just a great sort of collaboration of LA reggae musicians.
Yeah, they're like a underground soul ska sort of all-star band.
Yeah.
And Malik.
Yes, sir.
That dude, you can't touch Malik the Freak. Dude, that dude's got, I mean, he's right up there with Marvin Gaye as far as I'm concerned. Just such a sweet, pure voice.
Yeah.
You know? And, you guys are playing Punk Rock Bowling this year, right?
Not Agro Lights, but everybody who's in the Agro Lights in various formations with, me and Jesse, we're going to do an acoustic set. It'll be mainly upright bass and acoustic guitar at the pool party that they do there, coming Saturday.
That's right. I've been there. That's one with the Gonzo DJs and,
I'm not sure if Gonzo's DJing, but Gonzo is doing a show later that night, Saturday night.
Okay.
And that'll be with the Bullets, which is our organ player, Roger.
Yeah.
And
Malik, right?
Originally, but I don't think he's going to be there this time.
Well, you're just shooting me down left and right, my man.
Oh, I'm just paying, you know, facts are facts. Letting you know what's going on, man. No false advertising.
That's right. And we're talking a little bit about travel off the mic a little bit earlier. What are more, where are some more hype areas that you like to visit? Not really play necessarily, but just like to be at, like what are your favorite places to visit and eat and stuff?
Ooh. First place coming to mind is Barcelona. Whenever we go to Europe, I try and stay. Like the last tour we did last November in Europe, we ended up, the last show was in Barcelona, so I just stayed there. I have some friends there, and I'm able to just stay and hang out for, you know, a week or longer if I can. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. They got a good scene, like good. There's stuff happening, like DJs playing reggae stuff on a pretty regular basis, and it's a beautiful city. So much to see, cool people. But I mean, there's things I appreciate about pretty much everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere we go.
What neighborhood did you grow up in?
In the San Fernando Valley.
Yes. Yes, what part?
I was born in Panorama City, if anybody knows where that is. Then Sun Valley.
Yes.
Yeah, you know where that is?
Yeah. Over there, tucked away in the upper corner. That's God's country up there, man.
Oh, so yeah, Sun Valley. It's, yeah, kind of ironic, ironically named.
And how long were you there?
In the valley?
In Sun Valley, but around that corner.
Probably till I was like eight or nine.
Mm-hmm. And where from there?
Up into the northern part of the valley.
Yes. And what was your upbringing? Did you grow up in like a musical household? Or?
Yeah, my dad was a musician. I mean, not professionally, but when he was young, he played in groups. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there was always music. He had a guitar and a piano, and he's always kind of messing around on it.
Yeah, so you grew up in a musical household. That's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always music to some extent.
Mm-hmm. And was it internationally? Or what would you say the main, like what you picked up on at an early age?
As far as what was happening in the house, like what my parents listened to?
Yeah, whatever was influencing you musically, what would you say you kind of gravitated towards?
Shoo. I mean, kind of all the classic stuff, you know, like stuff 60s, 70s. And then I would even dig into like my parents' collection, like from when they were kids, you know, records that they had from when they were younger. So I find older stuff, like even like old Mambo stuff. And I've always liked all kinds of different.
Like what? Name some artists.
Like Tito Puente, 50 stuff my mom had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they listened to a lot of classic, like 60s all the normal, what you would consider just American stuff that's popular in America, like radio, like whatever, Beatles and not necessarily 70s rock, more 60s bass for my folks.
Yeah. That was their heyday, yeah.
Yeah, but then, you know, back, I guess when I was like, you know, I have an older sister. She got into like punk rock and reggae and ska and stuff.
Hi, Nessa.
Yes, so yeah.
And cool, when did you, and has bass always been your instrument?
Yeah, well, like we were just talking about, my dad was a musician. He played mainly guitar and piano. And so when I was about, I'd say maybe 9 or 10, he got me like a funky old little guitar, like just a used like piece of crap kind of guitar. And I guess to see like, all right, do you want to do this? Like, do you want to play, kid? You want to get me like... So I got one of those and played a little bit. Took a couple lessons, but I mean, after just a few lessons, I already wanted to play bass. I didn't really stick with it at that age, but then after a few years went by, then I picked up on bass.
Yeah. Once again, loved ones, the Agrolites have a, well, their latest release is a live record called, was it Unleashed.
Agrolites Unleashed.
And you could get that at their website, which is again
agroreggae.com. AGGROREGGA.
And they are playing soon, May 31st at St. Rock with the Lions.
Yeah.
Hermosa Beach.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's going to be a good one. Love Excellent. Those Lions.
That's funny. Hey, I got some other tunes for you. This is one of those great art stories or artist stories. Irma Thompson. She made a bunch of music in the late 60s, early 70s. And she actually, I forget the hurricane's name, but at the time, she got displaced from Louisiana from an earthquake. I forget the name of the hurricane.
What year was it? The big one?
70.
Oh, you're talking old. Okay.
Hurricane. Sorry, I said earthquake. She moved to LA and just kind of...
Earthquake Joe.
Followed up on a retail job and basically got together with some producers and recorded like one final record. And you're going to hear a cut from this record called In Between Tears. The title track, In Between Tears, you're going to hear. That came out in 1973. And the result is just like a much more rich and personal record. Please enjoy this, loved ones.
Friday, Saturday, Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every day.
fade out on that one because we got to cut it short. This has been Neighborhood Love Radio, and a musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, neighborhood-love.com. Reflect the neighborhood culture through art, style, music, and food, and other things. Jeff, thank you so much, my man.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Jeff plays for the Agrolites, and you can find them at www.agroreggae.com.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. And you'll find recordings, merchandise,
everything,
photos, all that stuff.
Everything.
Loved ones, thank you so much.
Good night. Juggernaut.